Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Dittmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mathews. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker bunts towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz strikes out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hacker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up towards third. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dittmer hits a fly ball into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixes hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Baumholtz chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Mixes. Mixes fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Mixes. Crandall moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, Braves. Gene Hermansky now playing right field. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Serena strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon bunts towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Brown pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Matthews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Ditmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ditmer for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Antonelli hits a line drive into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crandall moves to third. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crandall scores. Bruton moves to third. Logan moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews is walked intentionally. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gordon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing left field. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Dee Fondi. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.